The Bhagavad Gita, The Song of the Lord, Abridged Edition. Produced by Jed McKenna and Wise Fool Press. Find Jed's books on Amazon.com and at wisefoolpress.com. Read and listen to hundreds of articles by Jed at jedvater.com. Subscribe to the Jed McKenna Non-Duality Podcast for future releases. Glyn Hughes and Squashed Editions are gratefully acknowledged as abridges of this work. Learn more at thehundredbooks.com. Thank you. The Bhagavad Gita, a sacred Hindu scripture, is a dialogue between Prince Arjuna and Lord Krishna on the field of Kurukshetra. Set amidst the Mahabharata, it explores profound philosophical themes. Arjuna is in moral turmoil about fighting in the war. Krishna, his charioteer and the embodiment of God, imparts wisdom on duty, righteousness, and the nature of existence. Themes of Dharma, duty, yoga, path to realization, and karma, action and consequence, are expounded. Its teachings transcend time, offering guidance on navigating life's complexities, achieving inner peace, and realizing one's divine nature. It is revered globally for its spiritual depth and universal truths. The Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 1. The Anguish of Arjuna. Verse 1. King Dhritarashtra said to his charioteer, O Sanjaya, what did my people and the Pandavas do before the great battle of Kurukshetra? Sanjaya said, King Duryodhana approached his guru, Drona, and said, Behold this mighty army. Here are heroes such as Yuyudhana and Virata, Drupada, valiant Yudhamanyu, the formidable Uttamoja and their noble commanders. Verse 14. Then great kettle drums, cymbals and trumpets sounded. And Lord Krishna and Arjuna, in their chariot with white horses, blew their celestial conches. Verse 19. Arjuna was shaken with compassion and sorrow, saying, O Krishna, these are my kinsmen ready to fight and die. My limbs shake, my hairs stand on end. My great bow, Gandiva, falls from my hand. What is the use of killing? O Krishna, what is the use of victory, of kingdoms, of pleasure, even of life itself? I have no wish to kill my teachers, my brothers, my relatives, not even for the sovereignty of the three worlds. With the destruction of a family, the eternal traditions will fall, immorality will prevail, women will be dishonorable and social order will collapse. Hell will be the fate of the ancestors, deprived of the proper offerings of rice balls and water. Arjuna sat down and wept. Thus ends the yoga, the anguish of Arjuna. Chapter 2. Transcendental Knowledge. Verse 2. The Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, such dejection is not for a noble Aryan, it is no way heaven. Be strong and prepare for battle. Verse 4. Arjuna said, O Krishna, how can I strike noble gurus Bhishma and Drona? My heart rages with weakness and pity. I cannot see here the eternal law of necessity, the eternal Dharma. Teach me, O Krishna. Verse 10. Lord Krishna smiled and said, Your grief is unneeded, yet your words are wise. You and I and these kings have always existed and always will. Just as the underlying self, the Atma, acquires a body as a child, and the child grows a new body to be a youth and so to old age, then the Atma acquires another body beyond death. Pleasure and pain, heat and cold are no more than the senses of the body meeting with sense objects. Such are transitory. Learn to endure them, O Arjuna. Verse 17, Atma is never destroyed. No weapon cuts it, no fire burns it, water does not wet it wet, nor the wind make it dry. Atma is unchanging. Know this and be at peace. Death is as necessary as is birth. So grieve not over the inevitable. You are a warrior, so do your duty as a warrior. If you do not fight this righteous war, then your disgrace will be famed forever. And to the honorable, dishonor is worse than death. So get up and fight, O Arjuna. Verse 39, O Arjuna, listen to the wisdom of the discipline of action called Karma Yoga and learn to become free. The unwise delight in chanting hymns from the Vedas and see nothing above them. They learn from the Vedas of three states or gunas of mind. Rise above all three and become self-knowing, O Arjuna. To a self-knowing person, scriptures are as useful as a reservoir in the midst of a flood. So do your duty, O Arjuna, with your mind given to the Lord. Abandon worry, abandon care for consequence. Keep calm in success and in failure. Become a karma yogi, O Arjuna. Verse 51. The wise karma yogi renounces all care for the fruits of work, is freed from the bondage of rebirth and attains the divine. When you have pierced the veil of delusion, then you can become indifferent to the voice of mere scriptures. Verse 54, Arjuna said, O Krishna, this person whose understanding, whose prajna, is truly conscious? How do they sit? How do they walk? How do they talk? Who are they? Verse 55. The Blessed Lord said, when one is completely free from desires, when one is satisfied in the self, has joy in the self, then one has steady prajna, O Arjuna. To have steady prajna, learn to withdraw the senses from mere objects, as a tortoise withdraws into its shell. Verse 59. Abstain from sensual pleasures and desire fades. Touch the Supreme and all cravings fall away. Sensual desires come from attachment to mere objects, and anger comes from unfulfilled desire, and from anger arises delusion to bewilder the mind and destroy the reason. Verse 66. There can be no peace without self-knowledge and no happiness without peace. It is the wandering senses which wreck the prajna in sight of the spiritual shore. Verse 69. A yogi is aware of Atma, of which others know nothing, but a yogi knows nothing of the sense objects about which others are aware. Peace comes when all and any desires can enter the mind without creating a disturbance, as the river calmly enters the ocean. One who desires material objects is never peaceful. Verse 71. To abandon all desires and becomes free from longing, even of the feeling of I and my, is to gain peace. O Arjuna, this is the Brahmi, the state above consciousness, above delusion. To reach this, even if only at the end of one's life, is to be one with the Supreme. Thus ends the Yoga, Transcendental Knowledge, Chapter 3, On Action. Verse 1, Arjuna said, O Krishna, if detachment is so fine, then why must I fight? Verse 3, the Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, in this world there are two spiritual paths. For the contemplative there is the path of self-knowledge, or samnyasa, called jnana yoga. For the active there is the path of unselfish work, or karma yoga. Verse 4. But no one attains perfection by merely giving up work. Just to keep your body alive needs some action. In the beginning, Brahma, the creator, made human beings and decreed the work of devout worship, called yajna. Nourish the devas with yajna, and the devas will nourish you, for as all life needs food and food needs rain, so rain is assured by performing yajna. It is your duty to keep the wheel of creation in motion by worship, O Arjuna. Just like King Janaka of old, perform your duty as a guide to your people, for whatever standard noble person set, the world follows. Verse 26, the ignorant may be attached to the mere fruits of work, but it is not for the wise to unsettle them. Rather, inspire them by your example of calmness and detachment, for the wise and the foolish alike are followers of their nature. Verse 36. Arjuna said, O Krishna, why do we commit sin against our own will? Verse 37. The Blessed Lord said, it is the spirit of sensuousness, Kama. Kama is your enemy. Kama is the passionate desire for material pleasures, and Kama becomes anger if it is unfulfilled. As the fire is hidden by its smoke, so self-knowledge is obscured by Kama. O Arjuna, kill this devil. Thus ends the Yoga on Action, Chapter 4, Knowing Renunciation. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, it was I who taught the knowledge of Karma Yoga to King Vivasvan, and it was he who handed it down through the royal sages. After a long time, the science was lost from this earth. Verse 4, Arjuna said, but Vivasvan was born in ancient time, long before you appeared. How can such be? Verse 5, the Blessed Lord said, both you and I have had many births. I remember them all, O Arjuna, but you do not remember. I am eternal, imperishable, the Lord of all. It is I who control my own great nature, my yoga maya. Whenever the way of high truth, the Dharma, declines in the world, then, O Arjuna, do I manifest myself to protect the good and transform the wicked. Verse 11. Whatever way my people worship me, I return to them accordingly. Those who long for earthly success worship the devas, and success is granted easily in the human world. Verse 14. Your human acts do not bind me, for I desire not the fruits of work. To understand this is to be released from the bonds of karma. The one who sees the inaction in action and action in inaction is a wise person, a yogi ready to accomplish everything. Those who abjure attachment, whose work is offered as a duty to the Lord, are liberated. Verse 24. Supreme One and only God is Brahman, and Brahman is the offering itself. Brahman is the clarified butter poured by Brahman into the fire of Brahman. Verse 25. Some yogis perform the yajna of worship to the devas. Some offer the restraint of their hearing and their other senses as sacrifice. Others offer their wealth, their simplicity, their practice of yoga, others their vows or their study of scripture. Those who follow the yogic way make a sacrifice of their every breath in and out, others yet of every bite they eat. Verse 31. From yajna comes the sweet nectar of wisdom and union with the eternal Brahman. O Arjuna, if this world is no happy place for those who do not make any sacrifice, then how can the other world be? But, O Arjuna, the knowledge of sacrifice is greater than any material sacrifice. So grasp this knowledge by humble reverence, by honest inquiry, and by learning from a guru who has realized the truth. Even the most sinful of all sinners may cross over oceans of sin by the raft of knowledge. Truly, as the fire distills wood to ashes, the fire of self-knowledge purifies like no other. Thus ends the yoga knowing renunciation. Chapter 5, Renunciation of Action. Verse 1, Arjuna said, O Krishna, you praise the transcendental knowledge of karma samnyasa, and you praise the disinterested action of karma yoga, which is the better. Verse 2, the Blessed Lord said, both lead to the Supreme. Karma yoga may be the greater, but though the childish see them as different, one who masters either gains the fruits of both. Verse 6, O Arjuna, without karma yoga, samnyasa is far away. A karma yogi performs action by body, mind, intellect and senses without desires beyond self-purification. Abandoning the fruits of work, they attain supreme bliss. Those who remain attached to the fruits of work become bound by selfishness. One who looks at a learned Brahmana, an outcast, even a cow, an elephant or a dog with an equal eye, has realized Brahman because Brahman is seamless and impartial. Verse 27, renouncing the pleasures of the senses, with eyes and mind fixed only at the point between the eyebrows, with gentle equal breathing through the nostrils, with senses, mind and intellect under control, free from lust, anger and fear, the sage becomes truly free. Thus ends the yoga, renunciation of action. Chapter 6, self-control and self-knowledge. Verse 2, O Arjuna, know that no karma yogi becomes a samnyasa who has not renounced the selfish motives behind action. Verse 5. Know that the mind is your friend and it is your enemy. If you can master your own mind, you will be tranquil in heat and cold, in pleasure and in pain, impartial to friends and enemies, relatives, saints and sinners. Verse 11. The yogi should sit in a clean place, on a firm seat, neither too high nor too low, covered with sacred kusha grass, with a skin and a cloth. Sitting comfortably and concentrating on a single object, let the yogi practice meditation for self-purification. Hold the waist, spine, chest, neck and head erect, motionless and steady. Fix the whole gaze steadily between the eyebrows and nowhere else. Serene and fearless in mind, celibate in body, let the yogi have me as the supreme goal. Verse 16. This yoga is impossible for the one who eats too much or too little, who sleeps too much or too little. But for the one who is moderate, this meditation will take away all sorrow. Verse 19. Steadfast as a lamp burning sheltered from the wind, so is the yogi's mind shut from all sense storms and burns bright to heaven. A bliss arrives, the infinite bliss of contact with Brahman, which is beyond the reach of the senses. After realizing Brahman, one is never separated from absolute reality. Verse 23. This yoga should be practiced with firm determination, without any doubts, abandoning all selfishness and completely restraining the senses. By a training of intellect, by keeping the mind fully absorbed in the self, one gradually attains tranquility. If the restless mind wanders, one should gently bring it home to reflection of the Supreme. Verse 30. Those who find me in everything and everything in me are not separated from me, nor I from them. Those who adore me as abiding in all beings, abide in me, whoever they are. Verse 33, Arjuna said, But O Krishna, my mind is restless, turbulent and strong. O Krishna, to restrain the mind is as difficult as restraining the wind. Verse 35, the Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, perseverance, detachment. Verse 37, Arjuna said, What of thy faithful failures, those who cannot keep to the path of the yogi? What of them, O Krishna? Do they disappear like clouds, O Krishna? Verse 40, the Blessed Lord said, There is no destruction, O Arjuna. The unsuccessful yogi lives in the heaven, to be reborn into the house of the pure and prosperous, or into a family of the wise. The yogi is superior to the ascetic. The yogi is superior to the scholar of scripture. The yogi is superior to the ritualist. Therefore, O Arjuna, be a yogi. Thus ends the Yoga, Self-Control and Self-Knowledge, Chapter 7, Wisdom and Self-Realization. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, listen well, and you shall learn to know me. Scarce one person in a thousand strives for perfection, and scarce any of the perfected truly understands me. Verse 4, know, O Arjuna, that there are 8 parts to my Prakriti, my lower nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, the understanding called Buddhi, and the eye sense called Ahamkara. My other higher nature is the Purusha by which the entire universe is sustained. Verse 6, know, O Arjuna, that all life has grown from this two-part energy, and know that Brahman is the origin of the entire universe, and is as well its dissolution. Everything in the universe is strung on Brahman like jewels on the thread of a necklace. Verse 8, O Arjuna, I am the freshness of water, I am the radiance of the sun and the moon, I am the sacred syllable Om in all the Vedas. I am the sound in the air. I am the strength in men. I am the fragrance of the earth. I am the heat in fire, the life in all beings. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. I am the strength of the strong. I am the lust in human beings that gives rise to life. Verse 16, know, O Arjuna, that 4 types seek me, the distressed, the searching, the greedy, and the wise. They are all indeed noble, but the wise are my very self. It is they who realize that all things are a manifestation of Brahman. Verse 21. Whosoever desires to worship, whatever deity, whatever name, whatever form, if they have faith, I make their faith steady. With steady faith in their way of devotion, it is I alone who grant their wishes. Verse 24. The ignorant think of me as being like a man, for they cannot comprehend my supreme and imperishable and incomparable existence. Veiled by divine power, my yoga maya, they do not know me as the unborn and eternal Brahman. O Arjuna, I know the past, the present, and the future, but no one really knows me. Thus ends the Yoga, Wisdom and Self-Realization. Chapter 8, The Imperishable Brahman. Verse 1, Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is Brahman? What is the spirit called Adhyatma? What is karma? What is Adibhuta? Who is Adiyajna? Does he dwell in the body? How can you be remembered at the time of death? Verse 3, the Blessed Lord said, Brahman is the supreme imperishable. The individual self is called Adiatma or Jivatma. The creative power that causes the actions of beings is karma. All transient things are called Adibhuta, and the soul is Adideva. I am Adhyajna, the 5 elements of the body. Verse 5. The one who leaves the abode of his body at the hour of death, remembering me, attains my abode. Such is certain. If he keeps a mind steady with devotion, making the pranic energy rise up between the eyebrows, controlling the 9 doors of the body while meditating on Brahman and uttering the sacred sound Om, he will attain the supreme. I am easily attainable, O Arjuna, by the steadfast yogi who thinks always of me. Verse 17. Those who know that the day of Brahman lasts 1,000 ages and his night lasts 1,000 ages begin to know the meaning of day and night. Verse 23. Know, O Arjuna, that after your bodily death there are 2 paths. The path of light is the path of spiritual practice of yoga and of self-knowledge. It leads to the heavenly bliss of nirvana. The path of darkness, of materialism, of ignorance, leads only to another birth. Therefore, O Arjuna, be steadfast in yoga. Thus ends the Yoga, the Imperishable Brahman. Chapter 9, The Great Knowledge and the Great Mystery. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, I shall declare to you who are endowed with reverence the most profound secret of self-knowledge, the way to freedom from all the miseries of worldly existence. This most kingly, most secret and very sacred knowledge, which can be known by instinct, is easy to practice and is imperishable. Verse 4, know that this entire universe is pervaded by me. All beings subsist in me, I do not depend on them. And at the end of each great Kalpa cycle, O Arjuna, all things merge into me, and I create them again. Verse 15. Some worship me by knowledge, others worship in other ways, but I take care of all who worship me with steadfast devotion. Those who worship the Devas go to the Devas, those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Worshippers of the ghosts go to the ghosts, but my devotees come to me and remain in me forever. Verse 26, whosoever makes a pure-hearted offering to me with devotion, be it a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I accept with joy. Verse 27, O Arjuna, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer to the sacred fire, whatever charity you give, whatever austerity you perform, do it unto me. For if even the most weak and sinful person resolves to worship me with single-minded loving devotion, such a person becomes a saint, even women, merchants, laborers, even the evil-minded. Fix your mind on me, be devoted to me, worship me, and bow down to me. Unite yourself with me. Thus ends the yoga, the great knowledge and the great mystery. Chapter 10, Divine Glories. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, listen once again to my supreme word. Neither the devas nor the great Maharishi sages know my origin, because I am the origin of all devas and sages, non-violence, equanimity, contentment, austerity, charity, fame, and ill-fame. All these traits arise from me alone, I am the origin, everything emanates from me. Verse 12, Arjuna said, How may I know you, O Lord? Verse 19, the Blessed Lord said, I am the beginning, middle, and end of all. I am Vishnu, I am the radiant sun among luminaries. I am Marik among the gods of wind. I am the moon among the stars. I am the Sama Veda among the Vedas. I am Indra among the Devas. I am the mind among the senses. I am Shiva among the Rudras. I am Kubera among the Yakshas and demons. I am the fire among the Vasas. I am Meru among the mountain peaks. I am Bhrigu among the great sages. I am the monosyllable Om among the words. I am the Himalaya among the immovables. I am Varuna among the water gods. I am Lord Rama among the warriors. I am the shark among the fishes. I am the Ganges among the rivers. I am logic of the logician. I am the A among the alphabets. I am the tricks of the gambler. I am the splendor of the splendid. I am the victory of the winner. I am resolution of the strong-hearted. I am the goodness of the good. I am the power of rulers. I am the statesmanship of the seekers of victory. I am silence among the secrets. I am the self-knowledge of the wise. Verse 40. O great warrior, I am many, many more things, yet with but one tiny fragment of myself I hold up all this whole mighty universe. Thus ends the Yoga Divine Glories. Chapter 11. The Vision of the Cosmic Form. Verse 1. Arjuna said, O Krishna, I hear of your imperishable glory, yet I wish to see you. I wish to see your form, O Supreme Being. Verse 7, O Arjuna, you cannot see me with the eye of your body. Take here the gift of celestial sight and behold. Verse 10, and Arjuna saw the form of the Lord, with many mouths and many eyes, many divine jewels, and holding many divine weapons, wearing divine garlands and divine cloth, anointed with celestial perfumes and ointments, full of all wonders, the limitless God with faces on all sides. Verse 12, if the splendor of a thousands of suns were to blaze forth at once into the sky, even that would not resemble the splendor of that exalted being. Arjuna saw the entire universe, divided in many ways, but standing one in all in the body of Krishna, the God of gods. Verse 15. Then Arjuna, filled with wonder, his hairs standing on end, bowed his head to the Lord and prayed with folded hands, O Lord of the universe, I see you everywhere. I see no beginning, nor the middle, nor any end. I see you with infinite power, with your eyes the sun and moon, your mouth a blazing fire, scorching all the universe. I am frightened, O Krishna. I find no peace nor any courage. I see your mouths with fearful teeth, glowing like fires of cosmic dissolution. Verse 31. Who are you? O greatest of gods, have mercy on me. I wish to understand you, the primal being. I wish to know your mission. Verse 32. The Blessed Lord said, Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Even without your participation, the warriors arrayed in the opposing armies shall cease to exist. Therefore, get up and attain your destiny. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a prosperous kingdom. All these men have already been destroyed by me. You are only an instrument, O Arjuna. Therefore, kill those who are already slain by me. Do not fear. You will certainly conquer the enemies in the battle. Therefore, fight. Verse 35. Arjuna, trembling with folded hands, prostrated with fear, and spoke to Krishna in a choked voice, You are Vayu, Yama, Agni, Varuna, Shashanka, and Brahma, as well as the father of Brahma. Salutations to you a thousand times, and again salutations to you. If I have insulted you, if I have scorned you, O Krishna, I implore you for forgiveness. Verse 45, I am honored to behold that which has never been seen before, yet my mind is tormented with fear. O God of gods, the refuge of the universe, have mercy. I wish to see you with a crown, holding mace and discus in your hand. O Lord, with a thousand arms, appear in the four-armed form. Verse 47, the blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, do not be perturbed. And Lord Krishna revealed his four-armed form, then his gentle human form, and the great soul Mahatma Krishna consoled Arjuna in his terror. Thus ends the yoga, the vision of the cosmic form. Chapter 12, Devotion. Verse 1, Arjuna said, Some of your steadfast devotees worship you as a divine person, others worship you as formless or impersonal. Which of these has the best understanding of yoga? Verse 2, The Blessed Lord said, Those who worship with supreme faith by fixing their mind on me as personal God, I consider the best yogis. But those who worship the imperishable, they also attain me. For humans with their bodies, it is a hard task to fix on the formless, so such is a difficult path to self-realization. Verse 9, If you cannot meditate steadily on me, then seek to reach me by whatever spiritual discipline you may. If you cannot do such, then be intent on performing your duty for me. If you cannot do such, then surrender unto my will with gentle mind and renounce the fruits of work. Verse 12. Knowledge is better than mere ritual. Meditation is better than mere knowledge. Renunciation is better than mere meditation. And peace always follows the renunciation of attachment to the fruits of work. Verse 13. One who hates no creature, who is friendly and compassionate, free from the I and the my, who is even-minded in pain and pleasure, forgiving, ever content, who has subdued the mind, whose resolve is firm, whose mind and intellect are engaged in dwelling upon me. Such a devotee is dear to me. Verse 20. But those devotees who have faith and who sincerely try to grow these immortal virtues, who set me as their supreme goal, they are very dear to me. Thus ends the yoga devotion. Chapter 13. The Knower and the Known. Verse 1. Arjuna said, I have heard of underlying form of matter called Prakriti, of the cosmic spirit called Purusha, and of the holy field called Kshetra. I wish to learn of these, O Krishna. The Blessed Lord said, This body is a holy field, a Kshetra, and he who knows it is called the Kshetrajna. Know that I am the creator of all creation, O Arjuna, the knower of all fields. Verse 3. What the Kshetra is, hear from me. It is the five great elements, it is the eye-sense, it is the intellect, it is the prakti of unformed matter, it is the 10 organs of the body along, and the mind as an 11th, it is the five objects of the senses, it is the desire and the will, such is Kshetra. With hands and feet everywhere, with eyes, head and face everywhere, having ears everywhere, the Creator exists in the creation by pervading everything. The light of all lights, he is the knowledge, the object of knowledge, and sits in the hearts of all beings. Such is Kshetra. Verse 19. Know both Prakriti and Purusha are truly beginningless and eternal. Know that all things you know and see are sprung from Prakriti. Prakriti is the cause of the body and of the senses, while it is Purusha that experiences joy and sorrow. Whoever understands Purusha and Prakriti will be released from the cycle of rebirth, no matter what be his mode of living. Verse 24. There are some who seek to perceive the Atma within themselves through the Jnana Yoga of pure-minded meditation, others who approach it through the discipline of knowledge or work called Karma Yoga. Some do not understand Brahman, but having heard of it from others, take to worship. They too transcend death by their firm faith. They who understand the difference between the body of creation and the Atma of the Creator and know the technique of liberation attain the Supreme. Thus ends the yoga, the knower and the known. Chapter 14. The Three Gunas. Verse 3. The great nature Prakriti is like a womb to me, O Arjuna. It is where I place the seed and the spirit called the Purusha from which all beings are born. Then the three gunas bind down the immortal soul to the body and make it what it is. Verse 9. The guna called Sattva attaches to happiness, the guna Rajas to action and guna Tamas to ignorance. Those who are established in sattva go to heaven. When rajas is predominant, then greed, restlessness, passion arises. Such persons are reborn in the mortal world. The tamasika one abiding in the lowest guna goes to the hell of birth as a lower creature. Verse 21. Arjuna said, What of those who transcend all three gunas? Verse 22, the Blessed Lord said, "The one who serves me with love and unswerving devotion transcends gunas and becomes fit to realize Brahman, for I am the abode of the immortal and eternal Brahman, of everlasting Dharma, and of the absolute bliss." Thus ends the Yoga, the Three Gunas. Chapter 15, Supreme Spirit. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, "The wise speak of the eternal Ashvatha tree, whose leaves are the hymns of the Veda, whose branches spread over all the cosmos. Nourished by the gunas, its shoots are pleasures and its roots, desire. They enmesh the human world." Verse 6, invisible, that is my abode. I support all beings with my power, and with the sap-giving moon I nourish all the plants. I am in the body of all the living, I digest all four varieties of food. Verse 16, in this world there are perishable beings and the imperishable Atma. There is also the Supreme Spirit called Ishvara or Paramatma, the indestructible Lord who pervades the three worlds and sustains them. Beyond the perishable body, and higher than the imperishable Atma, there am I, Purushottama, the Supreme Spirit. Thus ends the Yoga, Supreme Spirit. Chapter 16, The Divine and the Demonic. Verse 1, the Blessed Lord said, "Fearlessness, purity, perseverance in yoga, charity, restraint, sacrifice, study of scripture, honesty, non-violence, truthfulness, renunciation, equanimity, abstaining from malicious talk, compassion for all creatures, freedom from greed, gentleness, modesty, absence of fickleness, splendor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness. These are the qualities of those with divine virtues." Verse 4, hypocrisy, arrogance, pride, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These are the marks of those born with demonic qualities, O Arjuna. Verse 5, do not grieve, O Arjuna, you are born with divine qualities. Verse 6, in this world, all persons are either of the divine or of the demonic. The demonic do not know what to do and what not to do. Forever anxious, certain that pleasures of the senses are the highest goal, they are bound by hundreds of ties of desire and enslaved by lust and anger. They search after wealth and think they are successful, powerful, and happy. They delude themselves that being born into a great family, giving to charity, or performing religious duties are all that is needed. Such hateful people I hurl into the wombs of demons again and time again to sink to the lowest hell. Verse 21, lust, anger, and greed are the three gates of hell. Let scripture be your guide and learn to abjure them. Thus ends the Yoga, the Divine and the Demonic. Chapter 17, Threefold Faith. Verse 1, Arjuna said, "What of those who perform spiritual practices with faith, but do not follow the words of scripture?" Verse 2, the Blessed Lord said, "Natural faith is determined by their gunas. The Sattvika persons worship devas, the Rajasika people worship demigods, and the Tamasika persons worship ghosts and spirits." Verse 7, just so with food. Sattvika persons prefer foods that promote health and virtue, such as are juicy, smooth, and agreeable to the stomach. Rajasika persons like foods which cause pain, such as are salty, spicy, and dry. Tamasika persons care for the half-cooked, tasteless, stale, and impure. Verse 17, austerities practiced by the Sattvika are done with supreme faith, without a desire for the fruit. Rajasic austerity is unsteady and done for the sake of respect and for show. Austerity performed without proper understanding, or with self-torture, or for harming others, is tamasic. Verse 20. The Sattvika performs charity as a duty to the deserving, without care for return. Rajasic charity is given unwillingly, or to get some reward. Charity given wrongly, or to the unworthy without respect, is said to be tamasic. Verse 23, Om Tat Sat. Verse 24, good acts of charity and austerity, as are prescribed in the scriptures, are always commenced by uttering Om by those who know Brahman, or by uttering Tat by those who seek Nirvana. The word Sat is used for any faithful or auspicious act, O Arjuna. Verse 28, whatever is done without faith, whether it is sacrifice, charity, austerity, or any other act, is called Asat. It has no value here or hereafter, O Arjuna. Thus ends the Yoga, Threefold Faith. Chapter 18, Liberation by Renunciation. Verse 1, Arjuna said, "What is the nature of Samnyasa and Tyaga, O Lord Krishna?" Verse 2, The Blessed Lord said, the wise sages call Sannyasa the renunciation of selfish work and Tyaga the renunciation of attachment to the fruits of work. Verse 4, O Arjuna, to renounce obligatory work is not proper. It is your duty, for human beings can never completely abstain from work. Verse 13, learn from me, O Arjuna, the Samkhya doctrine of five causes of action. The physical body is the seat of karma, the doer of the guna, the root of the prajna, the place of natural impulses and the home of the ruling deities. Thus, the fool who considers himself as the sole agent does not understand. Free from the notion of doership, he knows that even if he kills all these warriors, he kills them not, and he is free. Verse 29. Now hear of the buddhi, the threefold division of the intellect based on gunas, O Arjuna. The buddhi, which brings understanding of proper work, of right and wrong action, fear and bravery, bondage and liberty, which allows proper regulation of the mind, that buddhi is sattvika. It is by the rajasika buddhi that one incorrectly distinguishes between dharma and adharma, between right and wrong action. Weak resolve, sleep, fear, grief, despair and arrogance are tamasika, O Arjuna. Verse 36. Hear now of the threefold pleasure. The pleasure of spiritual practice which makes sorrow fall away, that which is as poison in the beginning but like nectar in the end, is sattvika. Sensual pleasures come as nectars at first, but turn to poison in the end, are rajasika pleasures. The pleasure that delude from beginning to end, which come from laziness and confusion, such are tamasika pleasures. Verse 41, the proper division into the four castes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, is also based on the gunas of people's natures, O Arjuna. Those who have serenity, self-control, austerity, purity, patience, honesty, knowledge, self-realization, and belief in God are Brahmanas, the intellectuals. Those who have heroism, vigor, firmness, dexterity, charity, and administrative skills are Kshatriyas, the protectors. Those who excel in growing and rearing in commerce and industry are Vaishyas. Those who labor for others are Shudras. Verse 45. The highest perfection is found in accordance with one's natural work. Even one's inferior natural work is better than superior unnatural work. Verse 50, learn from me, O Arjuna, how living in solitude, eating modestly, controlling thought, word and deed, ever absorbed in meditation, and in detachment, relinquishing egotism, violence, pride, lust, anger and desire for possessions, freed from the Maya, and peaceful one becomes fit for attaining oneness with Brahman. Verse 55, by devotion to me one learns my essence. Knowing my essence, one immediately merges into me. Setting aside all noble deeds, just surrender completely to the will of God, I will free you from all sins. Keep this knowledge close to yourself. It is not for those who cannot practice austerity, who have no devotion, who cannot listen, or who speaks ill of me. But the one who can teach this supreme secret to my devotees is performing the highest service to me and shall certainly attain me. Verse 72. Have you heard, O Arjuna? Have you understood? Verse 73. Arjuna said, I have learned and I have understood. By thy grace, my doubts are gone. I am ready to do my duty. Verse 74. Sanjaya said, thus, O King, did I hear this wonderful secret and supreme yoga from Krishna himself. O King, I stand amazed. O King, I rejoice again and again. Wherever is Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, and wherever is Arjuna, the archer, there will be everlasting prosperity, victory, happiness, and morality. Such I know. Thus ends the yoga liberation by renunciation. This concludes this abridged version of the Bhagavad Gita, produced by Jed McKenna and Wise Fool Press. Find Jed's books on Amazon.com and at wisefoolpress.com. Read and listen to hundreds of articles by Jed at jedvaita.com. Subscribe to the Jed McKenna Non-Duality podcast for future releases. Glyn Hughes and Squashed Editions are gratefully acknowledged as abridges of this work. Learn more at thehundredbooks.com. Thank you.